Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. The game is Tough Ass Trivia. One very difficult trivia question. Get it right, bam. Major prize and secondary prize, including those can huggers. BB Shea's in here to play.
What up?
If you need help, ask him or Chris Dim or Biggie. Brian's on the phone to play Tough Ass Trivia. Just like yesterday, we have Super Bowl trivia, we have Oscar trivia, we have Saturday Night Live trivia. Brian, which one would you like?
Super Bowl trivia.
Super Bowl trivia it is. Let's take a look here. Well, this is more sports than Super Bowl, so here it is. What's the only city that has had all four major pro sports teams, NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, and NHL, play in the championship of each sport in a calendar year? The only city in America to have all four of its sports teams play in a championship in a calendar year. BB Shea's thinking.
Total guess, Chicago.
It is not Chicago. No. Do you all want to take a shot at that?
I want to lean L.A.
It is not Los Angeles.
BB. I was thinking Boston.
It is not Boston.
Okay.
That would make sense, though.
I'm in for Philly.
That's right.
Ooh.
Philadelphia. Wow. 1980, Philadelphia. In January, the Eagles played in Super Bowl 15. In the summer.
Lost.
In the summer, the Sixers played in the NBA Finals against the Lakers. Lost. The Flyers played in the NHL Finals against, I believe, Edmonton. Lost. The Phillies won the World Series in October over the Royals in 1980. Yes, so all four. They lost three out of four, but that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Get all four of them there. Kevin's on the line to play. Hello, Kevin. How are you?
What's up, guys? T1 Ashboro.
Thank you for listening. Go Blue Comets. All right. Super Bowl trivia, Saturday Night Live trivia, or Oscar trivia?
Let's do Super Bowl.
Super Bowl it is. What's the only city to host back-to-back Super Bowls?
Let me do multiple choice.
Multiple choice. Only city to host back-to-back Super Bowls. New Orleans, Miami, Los Angeles, Houston.
I think Miami.
It is Miami.
Wow.
Super Bowls 2 and 3 were in the Orange Bowl.
How about
in
that?
Miami. I didn't know that until yesterday, that those two games.
I was going to guess 1 and 2 were in L.A.
One was in L.A. Listen to this. 2 and 3 were in Miami. I'm not sure where 4 was. Maybe I back out in L.A. That's the one.
It's Vikings Chiefs.
Vikings Chiefs. Is that L.A.? I think it's L.A. I think it's Rose Bowl. 5 is Miami again. So Miami hosted 2, 3, and 5. They hosted 3 of the first 5. Yeah. And they by the way, they are tied with New Orleans. They both hosted 11. New Orleans just tied them at 11, the most. Mark, hello. How are you?
Great. P1, love the show.
Thank you very much for listening. Which would you like, Super Bowl, Saturday Night Live, or Oscar trivia?
We'll stick with the Super Bowl trend.
Super Bowl it is. Okay. Chuck Howley of the Dallas Cowboys is the only person ever to do this in the Super Bowl. What is it?
Catch a touchdown and throw for a touchdown.
Great guess. Incorrect. Ooh. You know who's done that? Nick Foles.
That's right.
The Philly star. He may be the only one. That's a good guess, though. Chuck Howley, you probably know. Chris Dim.
Well, the only person to do it? Because he was a defensive MVP, right? A defensive player, but that's happened since.
There have been 10 defensive MVPs, I believe, or 11.
And there have been safeties since, right?
Correct.
I don't know.
He's the only, you know what, BB Shea?
I was going to guess recover an onside kick. That's probably not right.
Only player in Super Bowl history to be named most valuable player, even though he was on the losing team.
On a losing team. Okay. Jeez.
Okay. Cowboys lost to the Colts in that 13-10 classic down the Orange Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But Howley had a great game and
and
won the MVP. How about that? That's pretty impressive, too. Let's go to Dustin, who's next. Dustin, you can have Saturday Night Live trivia, Super Bowl trivia, or Oscar trivia. Which would you like?
I think I'm going to go and break the trend, Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live. It is. Who was the first female host?
Oh, boy. That's a tough one, isn't it? Sherry O'Terry.
Sherry O'Terry. Mm. Good guess. Incorrect.
No, not a good guess.
Not a good guess. Not a good guess.
They waited 30 years to have a female host.
Later. You're right. I'm sorry. She's in another question. Do you know Kristen may know?
I don't. I'll guess Candace Bergen.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Good job.
Week three. I mean, very early on she hosted, Candace Bergen.
Yeah, she's in the five. I think she may. I don't know if she's first five-timer, but.
She's in the five-timer club.
Female five-timer.
She is the first. I've read this a couple of places. I wasn't sure of the accuracy. She's the first person to host it twice, Candace Bergen.
Oh, wow.
She hosted early in the first season and again later in the first season, Candace Bergen. Doug is on the line. Doug, you can have Super Bowl trivia, Oscar trivia, or Saturday Night Live. Which would you like?
Let's go Super Bowl.
Super Bowl it is. Okay. Of the top 20 most watched telecasts in American history, 19 are Super Bowl. What's the one on the list that is not a Super Bowl? The final episode of what?
I'll go Cheers.
It is not.
Ooh.
Cheers. Chris Dimmel, no.
May I hear the question one more time, please?
Yes. Of the 20 most watched telecasts on TV in American history.
Of all times.
Of all times.
Well, I've got to go with MASH.
Yeah.
Number 12 is MASH, viewed by 105 million people.
Jesus.
February, blow your mind.
Yeah, that's half the country. February 28th, 1983, and no other series finale has ever topped. And the other 19 are Super Bowls. And I think this year's is number one.
What that show was before my time, obviously. What made that such a big deal, as opposed to like a Friends or a Seinfeld?
Well, I think this. First of all, everybody had basically three channels then.
Okay.
There was very little cable. So by the time Seinfeld and Friends came along, we had other stuff to watch if we wanted to. And secondly, it was on for like 11 years and was unbelievably acclaimed. I mean, critically acclaimed. Yeah,
really well acted.
Yep.
Really well written.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great stars and characters. And
it made the cast stars.
Yeah. You know,
they were unknowns.
Now, I was very young, but I remember what a big deal it was. Yeah. We all tuned in for it. Plus, you couldn't record it and watch it later either.
So you had to check it out then.
Yeah. You know, okay. You had to go. So everybody watched it that night. By the time Seinfeld was around, you could VCR it, you know, even DVR it when Friends was ending. Yeah. And Cheers. Cheers was big too, though.
Was that like the very first big like show
to end?
MASH?
Like as far as like you know, people
finale.
Talking about it and.
The Fugitive.
No, my mom talked about The Fugitive.
Okay.
I mean, that was like this story arc that ended with you know, David Jansen trying to catch the one-armed man who'd killed his wife.
Well, and in the early 80s, it wasn't the finale, but the Who Shot JR episode of Dallas was, my God.
Yeah, you could not escape the talk about it.
Because they had a writer's strike in the middle, like they had to delay it like 3 months, and he had been shot, and he was the person you
biggest
love to
character
hate.
On TV. Okay.
Yeah, and it was like, who shot him? It was incredible. Derek, hello, how are you?
Good morning. Great. Hope you are.
Wonderful. Would you like Super Bowl, Saturday Night Live, or Oscar trivia?
Let's do SNL, and my answer is Sherry O'Terry.
Okay. Okay. I like that.
Tat!
Okay. What were the first names of the cheerleader characters played by Will Ferrell and Sherry O'Terry?
Ooh.
Oh, man. Biff and Miff.
Miss, what did he say?
He said Biff and
Miff. Oh,
Miff?
That's a good try. Incorrect. Do you know it? Anybody know it?
No.
They are Craig and Ariana are the two characters played by Will Ferrell.
Never gotten that.
That's hard. That's tough trivia. That's that character was huge for Will Ferrell. Let's go to Larry, who's on the line. Hello, Larry. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. Great trivia. One guy who was in MASH left for a show called Hello Larry, and I just said Hello Larry. Okay.
The guy who used to sit there would love it.
The guy who's sitting in your seat right now would have probably said that.
Yeah, you better laugh.
Yeah, you
and mean it.
You better. That's right. Don't fake it. You want Super Bowl, Oscar, or Saturday Night Live, Larry?
I'll do Super Bowl, please.
Super Bowl it is. Ken Norton Jr. and Darian Kennard are the only two people to hold this Super Bowl record. What have they done? Only the two of them have done this.
Oh, God. I'm going to say most wins.
Most wins. No, incorrect. Tom Brady's got that record, I think. Seven.
Ooh. One on two different teams.
Close.
Ah.
Three in a row. They both won three in a row. Nice. There's never been a three-peat. Ken Norton Jr. was on the Cowboys when they won Super Bowls 27 and 28. Then he got traded to the 49ers. They won Super Bowl 29. Kennard, Darian Kennard is a lineman for the Chiefs in Super Bowls 57, 58, and now he plays for the Eagles.
Wow.
So they've both won three in a row, and they're the only ones to win three in a row because, of course, never been a three-peat. Had the Chiefs won, we'd have 50 players now.
Wow.
That distinction. That's it.